Oh, the Dating Divorce Men audio series is the property of JSA Communications and Understand Men Now and Jonathan Asley. Participation in the recordings waives all rights to future use. Recordings may be used for future resale, and JSA Communications, Understand Men Now, and Jonathan Asley retains full rights to its use and its content. Well, hello and welcome, and thank you again for joining me on part two of Dating Divorced Men Workshop. I'm Jonathan Asley, your guy spy and heart protector, dating and relationship coach for women. And again, I want to thank you for joining me on this call. You're in the right spot if you've even thought about dating a divorced man, are currently dating a divorced man, are divorced yourself, or just even for those who are dating someone who's probably just recently broken up in a relationship. We're exploring the different dynamics that come with breaking up from a long-term relationship, but primarily a divorce, and the dynamics that occur within a marriage. So you're definitely in the right spot if you're on this call. As I shared on part one, what makes me uniquely qualified is, like many, I've gone through a divorce. And after being in a long-term relationship marriage for over 12 years and going through the dynamics of the divorce, I understand the unique emotional aspects of what happens during a divorce, especially from the male perspective. And part one of our call was all about the emotional state. What happens to a man's emotional being in a divorce and how that's going to affect him in his the next chapter in his life, and whether or not you should be considering that man as a potential life partner. Because this is all about understanding men and what we go through from an emotional perspective. But the second part of this call, the second audio too, is really more practical advice. And in your thank you page, you received a guide of 25 questions that you might want to consider before dating a divorced man, or if you are currently dating a divorced man. So we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that. And then we're going to kind of end in, when is he ready for partnership and when is he ready for commitment? And we'll go through some practical advice around that. So I want to recap a couple aspects of this call series, and that is, because when I talked about the emotional state, and in fact, because I'm uniquely aware of what it feels like to go through a divorce, I shared a lot of my own personal perspective, but I also shared you the perspective of many of the men that I've spoken to in the past who've gone through a divorce and what it felt like from the emotional side. But there's certain aspects we have to consider from the practical side. So let's go through that. Even though we're recapping a little bit of what we talked about, we're looking at it from the practical aspects right now. And that is the stages of, we'll go right back to the stages of divorce. And from the moment that two people decide to end their relationship, and I guess we want to look at it from the standpoint of when they're separated, because that's usually the first stage. And I mean, and I'm not going to get into all the legal terms here, but in that separation, there are times when they move out of the house right away, or they might stay in the house because there's children or there's some other dynamic involved, maybe financially, that requires them to stay together. Now, I suspect that if you're considering dating a man who's in an environment where he's still at home with his spouse or ex-spouse now, or on soon to be ex-spouse, excuse me, I'm not sure that's an ideal time to start dating a man. Now, here's the question is, let's say, what if you started dating him well before initiated a divorce? I don't want to get involved with any infidelity in that capacity. So from a practical standpoint, I'm looking for the men. I want to talk about the men who have already moved out of the house. Okay. Now, initially, the beginning stages of moving out after a divorce, there's a lot of trauma and change that's going on. So we're going to look at divorced men in three different categories. We're going to look at their past, their future and or commitments, and we're going to look at responsibilities, okay? So what was really the cause of the divorce? And I think what's so important is that if a if a divorced man isn't aware of the mistakes that they made in their marriage or the failing of the marriage, whether he was, whatever the reasons were, maybe he was an absent husband, maybe he was an absent father, whatever the reasons they were, if there's no real consciousness or awareness associated with what happens, what caused the marriage to fail, I think there's an old saying, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So one of the things I think is acutely important if you're considering a divorced man, and let's just start with that first stage, if he's literally just recently separated, not just understanding the why, but I want, matter of fact, please write this down if you have pencil, or just make note of it when you're listening to it, is what did he learn from that experience? What, instead of the why, what did you learn? And I think that is so hugely important when considering a divorced man going forward. Now, chances are, now here's where I'm going back to the period of time. If it's the initial stages of separation, I highly doubt they're going to even be considering that question. They're in the midst of this initial change in their life, okay? So now instead of the emotional aspect of what's going on, there's the practical aspect. There's the moving out of the house. More than likely, men tend to be the ones that move out of the house, but not always. There's moving out of the house, getting a new residence, going through the process of filing for divorce, and usually that's the woman who tends to do that. So in all this, and don't forget what I talked about, what did you learn? But in that, I highly doubt there's going to be time for real self-reflection during that period. In fact, it takes months and months of adjusting. In fact, in many cases, years to truly adjust and to really contemplate what I just stated. And why I brought that up in the beginning is hugely important, is that if we can't learn from our mistakes, we are definitely doomed to repeat them. So now let's take this process a little bit further. Man goes through divorce and he starts dating, like I did. And I immediately jumped into the Match.com method of meeting people because I was clueless on how to meet, how to even date. I was literally out of practice for a dozen plus years. So there's different avenues of how to date and meet. And I guess the real question is, and I know someone just asked me this question before the call began, was when is a man ready to start dating? And there is no real clear-cut answer. There's no time limit that I can state that is the best time to consider. Because here's the thing. This is another component I want you to consider from a practical standpoint, is both men and women, I think, need to date after divorce to really truly find themselves in many cases. And you might be thinking, what do I mean by that? I think we learn more in relationship than we do in self-reflection. You might be saying, well, Jonathan, I disagree. Sure, you can read all the books in the world until you apply it practically. And when you have another party to engage, you have, whether they're a mirror of you or whether there's a, you know, there's polar opposite of you, it's in that engagement that we have our truest growth. So during the period of time, I'm going to take it now past the separation period where there's, the divorce has been filed and moving forward. I think it's natural for people to date. And I think in that process, I think it's important to recognize that it's where we grow the most emotionally. Now, from a practical standpoint, you have to ask yourself, well, do I want to take the risk with someone who's going through emotional growth when they've just begun the process? I would say that go back to my first question. One of the first things I'd want to know about from a divorced man is what did you learn from your past experience? Not about her, not about the details. What did you learn from being in relationship? And how are you going to apply that going forward? fact, I'm probably going to emphasize this several times tonight, because I think that's the theme of what makes for someone truly ready and practically ready, to be ready in a practical sense to going forward to potentially partnership and long-term commitment. I think a couple other aspects to consider is, I'm going to throw in some additional things. There are some men after divorce that immediately seek a caretaker. In fact, they might even have some codependent personality traits. So their natural reaction is to date and practically marry the first person they meet. Okay, here's what's going to happen. If you're a codependent personality, you're not going to have any problem. You're going to probably find a perfect match for you, in the sense that there's not going to be a lot of courtship going on. It's going to strictly move from dating to a relationship to moving in together to getting married. That's what happens with men who need caretakers in their life. They move quickly, in the sense, and their counterpart does the same, because there's a dependency to relationship. Now, it's more than likely, if you're the first person out of the chute, this only really matters if you're the first or second person that's dating this man, okay? If you're not, and if he's been around for a little bit, chances are we're not going to have that issue. But I point that out is that there are plenty of men who are that need caretakers and immediately go into a relationship right away. There's another aspect of dating divorce. I'm going to shift gears for a second. I'm going to say one aspect of dating divorce men is that I think what's interesting is in our 20s, I stated this on the first call, in our 20s, we're not quite grown-ups yet. And I think what's happened is when you go through the experience of a failed relationship and a marriage and you start hitting closer to your 40s, there's a huge maturing period that goes on. I talked about the hero's journey, but the benefit of the hero's journey that we talked about in the first call is that's the true maturing period. And in that, a man shifts from, I'm going to use the analogy of a prince and a king. If we're princes when we got married in our 20s, and we go through the dynamic of a divorce and all the emotional aspects of a divorce, I think that's when it shifts. We begin to shift and mature into manhood. And I think why that's so important and why that can be so hugely beneficial is that when that man makes the shift, he's going to be more prepared to look at the next chapter in his life. And I want to look at our lives in five different chapters, from 0 to 20, from 20 to 40, 40 to 60, 60 to 80, and then beyond. So if we're in that third chapter in our lives, I think we've gained that maturity. And the benefit, the practical benefit of that, is the decisions that we make at this stage in our lives are hopefully made with more consciousness, and the desire for partnership has already been evaluated in much greater detail than we did in our 20s. So one of the aspects a divorce that could be hugely beneficial is the shift from prince to king, or shift to manhood. Now, I said we're going to talk about three different areas. So I talked a little bit about the past. I talked a little bit about, I want to talk a little bit about responsibilities. Because on call one, I talked about the emotional aspect. But now I want to talk truly about the practical aspects of dating a divorced man. And here's the thing. If there's divorce with no alimony, no child support, it's not going to hugely be that much different than a man who's never been married. He's got his own income. It's not going to be, and there's probably, and if there's no tie to the ex, it's not going to be too much of an issue. But I think if there's alimony involved in child support, you need to be acutely aware that is going to affect how he dates, just in the beginning stages, but what that could truly mean in long-term relationship. So as you got a copy of the book, and I talked about the 5 C's, and I talked about continuity, and in that is economic agreement. I think it's important to recognize that when you're dating a divorced man, depending on the economics, is just have it in your consciousness, be aware, and be proactive. Recognizing that while emotionally it can be one thing, but practically it has the practical aspects might be a bit of constraint. So it's really more to be aware and to say to yourself, if I'm going to consider someone who has those obligations and responsibilities, then truly ask yourself how you want to contribute and how important that is to you. I've coached many women who just, they feel as though that is not something they want to undertake, that they might have to take on that responsibility. And I think you need to be aware that that's one of the components, and that is, it might be that there's limited funds to put towards a household because it's all put towards children or and or alimony. So again, have that in your consciousness about responsibility, okay? Now, I'm going to go through, I'm going to take a break for a second and go through some of the questions. So if you happen to have the handout handy, we're going to kind of review this for a few minutes. But I've outlined 25 questions that you may want to consider when dating a divorced man. I think, and I'm only going to pick a few, and I'm going to share a bit the kind of the logic behind it. So one of the questions is, and these are questions you need to ask yourself, and if the answers are yes, it means there's a good chance that he might be a good candidate to be dating. So are you ready to date a divorced man, or is he ready to date you? Has he been divorced as in the legal document stamped by a judge, not separated, for at least a year before you begin dating him? I'm a huge proponent that, and this is such an important question, is it really takes 18 to 24 months to go through the divorce process, and I think to be emotionally ready, at minimum emotionally ready, to continue on with a new relationship and to be potential long-term partnership. I say this, you have to be careful about being the transition girlfriend, which I talked about before, and that is the relationship that's the rebound relationship, if you will. So I think at a minimum, consider 1 year. Again, this is your choice. You can date someone who just broke up with their wife last week, but I think from a long-term perspective, you're going to have more success when there's 1, 2, or 3 years under their belt after their divorce. Now, here's an important one. Are you willing to take a backseat if issues from his ex or children come up? I think that's another huge important aspect, practical aspect that you have to consider when considering a divorced man. If there's an ex-wife involved and children, that sometimes you're not going to be as the priority. Now, here's the thing. If you are divorced with children, the reverse holds true for the men as well. It's about finding that blending balance, ultimately, that makes a successful long-term relationship, but you have to be aware of this. Now, here's one that I'm a huge proponent to that I want to chat about. Has he done the me work to grow from the experience of introspective therapy or personal development? Friends, I'm a huge proponent that when you go through a shift in your life, especially divorce, that there be some personal growth work done in the capacity of both men and women, but in particularly men, because oftentimes we shut down our feelings. And in that personal growth work, there's going to be, I think the shift occurs where we start questioning who we are, why we're here, and what's my purpose. And when we start to look at life and asking those serious questions, it shifts from being an ego-based, looking at it for just myself, into a potentially we-based. Let me say that again. It shifts from an ego-based to a we-based. I think when you're dating a divorced man, these are some things you're going to want to know. What personal growth work has he done? For example, I've done Tony Robbins. I've done David Data. I've read a number of books, including The Secret, to name a few. And Gay and Catherine Hendricks. I'm naming a number of people, and you're more than welcome to email me later to get more titles. In fact, there's a great book called Attached, and there's another book called He Scared, She Scared that I recommend. And I've got a Jonathan Recommends page, which I'll send in the in the letter or the audio files. But in that, I highly recommend, I've read those books. I'm not suggesting every man's going to read those books, but I think the minute we crack open a personal growth book, personal development book, and we start to really invest in who we are, we show up as men, we're going to be different when it comes in our dating capacity and what we're looking for in life. So again, I'm a huge proponent of that when you're considering dating a divorced man. Let's see. Let's move down the list. I've already talked about being financially secure. I've already done that. I'm not reading this, and I've already covered most of this, so excuse me. Okay, here's a good one. If he has children, can you be patient waiting for several months to meet them while establishing exclusivity and commitment? This just came up recently in a coaching session. Is when is the right time to meet the children? If he has children and vice versa, if you have children, when's a good time for your man to meet him, to meet them, excuse me. There's several different schools of thought. My experience has been introduce the children at a point where you know you have an exclusive relationship, besides monogamy, but you've genuinely called yourself boyfriend and girlfriend. And there's you probably have gone past the third month mark of dating. Some people introduce their children sooner, but I've always been a proponent, and I waited over 3 months to introduce my children to my beloved. I feel as though that's the minimum benchmark. Some people believe it's a year. Some believe it's 6 months, and some believe it's a year. But I think if it's for you to meet the children, I think 3 months is a fair amount of time, and not to push that issue, because everyone's going to go at their own pace. So I want to be clear about that. Here's a question. Has he made it clear that there's no chance of reconciliation with his ex? Wow. I think how many times have you heard people go back to their ex during that separation period? It's one of the reasons why I recommend waiting till that ink is stamped on the divorce papers, but I would want to know what the status is, what his feelings are for his ex, what the environment was around the divorce, and what the likelihood is that he could go back to his ex. Okay. Let's try this. Again, I brought up support. Do you have patience to tolerate a bad? Oh, here's a good one. Do you have patience to tolerate a bad ex who tries to interfere with his life? I don't know how many times an ex can screw up a brand new relationship because they meddle in their ex's life. And so you need to be aware that what comes with the dating divorced man is an ex and the baggage that potentially comes with it. So if he's holding out for feelings for her, you're going to have some issues. But if she's holding out for him or makes his life a nightmare, it's part of the whole package. In fact, there's a chapter in my book about the part of the whole package, and I think we need to recognize that that comes with it and be aware that you might have an ex to deal with. Okay, well, I want to spend a few minutes before we jump in the Q&A, are talking about the practical aspects and when is a man really ready for partnership and commitment. I think one of the most important things to recognize for a divorced man is that, because I talked about the players in audio one, I talked about the dynamics and the emotional aspect, I talked about sowing seeds. One of the things that you can clearly recognize with a divorced man who's serious about relationship and commitment is that he dates with patience. Let me say that again. He dates with patience. He takes his time because he recognizes that for the next chapter of his life, that's a very serious, if he's truly serious and committed to wanting to have relationship partnership, it's not going to be a race to get into bed. It's not going to be a race to move in together. There's going to be time to truly evaluate whether or not you're a good fit. And a man who's really relationship ready takes his time and he's patient. Because he's been there before, and he knows what he's gone through, and he doesn't want to make a mistake. Okay? People, codependent personalities jump right into marriage again, but that's because they're dependent. They need caretakers. But truly, men who have processed their divorce, gone through the emotional aspects I've talked about, have prepared themselves from the responsibilities and the commitment aspect, date with patience. And I think one of the things, so when you notice that, if you come across a man who's divorced, and now there's a difference between dating with patience and dating like a turtle, slow, okay? And I want to be clear about that, because the person who dates with patience is interested in a relationship, but he's not pushing it full steam ahead, but he's also not lackadaisical about it, because that tends to be more of an avoidant personality. They're not serious about a committed relationship if they go too slow, but if they go at the pace that suggests that they want to see you on a regular basis, so let's define, so there's companionship, so write this down, it's what I call the cars, companionship, attention, affection, and regular sex. Now, I'm discounting long-distance relationships here. I'm talking about relationships where you live less than an hour away from each other. If you're consistently seeing each other 2 to 5 times a week, again, consistently, and you're sharing activities together, you've gotten to a point where you're introducing each other to your family and friends, you've got maybe some regular activities you're doing together, there's a consistency in this relationship that's leading to continuity, and he's doing it at a patient pace, chances are you're with a man who's truly ready for a committed relationship. If his behavior is erratic, 1 minute he's in, 1 minute he's out, 1 minute he calls you up for booty calls, the list could go on and on. Chances are he's truly not ready for a long-term committed relationship. There's more processing work needs to be done. I'll give you an example of some things that I think of that tells me a man is truly ready for a long-term relationship. I'm going to list 5 of them. One is your partner calls you in the middle of the day for no reason. This is a person who just to say hi. And I'm not talking about the text message that say, I'm thinking of you. I'm talking truly makes an effort to call you, to want to connect with you. That's an example of a man who's ready for a committed relationship. I think another one is where the man you're dating's friends know all about you. In fact, I recently ran into one of my private clients at a function recently, and with my girlfriend, and we were at a food stand, and she saw my girlfriend, and she goes, "I know everything about you." And that partly because of that's a Facebook, but because I talk about my beloved all the time. So that's an example of a man who's truly beyond just the surface level of a relationship, where not only my clients all know about her, but my friends and family all know about my partner. No, in fact, some cases know more about her than I do. I'm going to share with you something that's hugely important. And when you're in relationship with a divorced man, he's listening to every word you say. He's present and paying attention. I think that's huge. Distinction of whether or not he's serious about a long-term relationship or not is that he's not just at the surface level, but he's really in at a present level, and he's listening to everything you say, except for when we're rambling. Okay, please forgive me on that one. Okay, I think one of the two next things, one is your partner will take interest in your hobbies and work. I think I've dated women in the past where their work didn't interest me, and so I took no interest. But I realized that I wasn't that into them, and that's why I wasn't interested. When a man is truly interested in a woman, he's interested in all facets of her life, and he expresses it by wanting to learn not just what you do for a living and to be an active participant in that, but also your hobbies. Now, I'm not saying he has to partake in those hobbies, but it's an active wanting to know those things, because it makes you happy, it's going to make him happy. And then finally, I know this is going to sound so trivial, but it's so important because this has to do with real internal character, is, are they polite to your friends and your family? That to me is just a sign of character. And I think when we cover those five, I know they're just a few, but I believe those are representative of a man who's truly ready for a long-term relationship. If he's at least attentive in that area, he's polite to your friends, he takes interest in your work, hobbies, listens to every word, his friends know about you, and he just, like I said, calls you for no reason. So with that said, I'm going to open up the phone lines for a few minutes, and I'll be wrapping up the call with some other additional thoughts about dating divorced men. But I'd love to hear any of your thoughts. So if you have a question, hit *6 on your phone, and I'd love to answer any of your questions. So again, hit *6. Okay, here's one. Hello.
Hi, Jonathan. It's Jill.
Hi, Jill.
It's so funny. I had this question in mind, and you kind of answered it, but I just wanted to expand on it a little bit. This whole idea of the divorced man who is looking for, like, a caregiver.
Yes.
I did run into this in one relationship. It took me a long time to figure out sort of what was going on, and that's not wasn't the basis of the relationship, but there was an aspect of it. But
okay.
At first, it's actually very romantic, because this man, you know, kept saying he, even though the divorce was not that amicable, he really missed being, you know, in a family, you know, having someone with him all the time, you know, kind of, you know, having this woman next to him and just having that feeling of home and family and stability. And I mean, it was a very kind of loving thing, and it kind of took me a little while. I mean, we had truly fallen in love, but to also see that there was a side of it that I kept saying, uh-oh, I'm turning into a caregiver, because it kind of pulled out my rescuer tendencies, which I always have to work on not getting into that mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question is, you know, is there any way early on in a relationship to sort of separate the divorced man who truly appreciated being married and would like to do that again versus someone who's just like, I'm used to someone taking care of me. I want a woman, you know. And I will say this man was many years out from his divorce. I was not a rebound girlfriend.
Okay. You know, today, thank you, Jill. I so appreciate that. And you know why? Because it just totally hit a nerve, not a nerve with me, but it hit something with me in my relationship, is that, can I share an example? And hopefully that answers your question. Is that, you know, being single for a period of time, I went from living in a house where, for the most part, my ex cooked the meals. You know, we ate, sat down at dinner table as a family. So I just kind of got used to that. And then when I got divorced, I had to basically, you know, not cook for myself per se, because I knew how to cook for myself. But, you know, if you came to my apartment, the refrigerator was empty. It was mostly just, you know, takeout food in there. So now I'm in a new relationship, and my sweet, you know, I come to my sweetheart's house, and she's got a, what I love about women, you guys all have full refrigerators.
Yes,
at least
we
that's
do.
My, her mother, in particular, mothers all have full refrigerators. So I love that. And so what would happen is she, in the beginning, when I'm at her house, she cooked, right? Well, now we're kind of in a full-blown relationship, and she did all the cooking. And let me tell you what I was having a trouble with, because she liked things her own way. So I just never really offered to cook too much, because I just didn't want to do something she didn't like, because I don't profess to be good at cooking. Well, then it kind of irritated her for a while, because she started to move into the role of caretaker. And she so didn't want to do that. So I had to just step up. And I said, okay, so now I've been in a relationship long enough, and I go, okay, now I know what she likes. So at least make the things that she likes, and you can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Even if she wanted something different, at least I didn't feel like I could go wrong making what she liked. But my point is that I recognized that I had to contribute, because I didn't want to move into a role of her treating me like a caretaker and me also kind of taking it for granted. So it took a bit of consciousness on my part to say, okay, I have to contribute. Now, mind you, when we went out to dinners, I was always paying and those types of things, but it's important to have balance even in those home activities and not just in the outside activities.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I will give him credit. He did, we shared a lot of that. It was just, I guess it's just a little bit more of a red flag for me. It was no red flag before, where I always thought if a man was like, you know, I miss being married and I'd like that kind of stability and commitment again, that all sounds good to me, you know. And, but yes, it can go into kind of that, you know, I miss being taken care of thing. And I just was not aware of that. This was the first, I won't say the first divorced man I dated, but the first really long-term relationship with a divorced man. So I guess I'm still trying to sort that out a little bit and just make sure that it stays in healthy boundaries and
well,
as you say, shared,
I think,
you know, shared responsibilities.
Well, that's key, is shared responsibilities, because if there becomes an expectation that you do household chores or cooking or that sort of thing, and there's an aspect of it even where a man takes it for granted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize that oftentimes, remember those men that jump from one relationship to the next, the ones who, get divorced, get married again, get divorced, get married again. It's because they oftentimes are fearful of being on their own,
yeah,
and they are almost dependent on a caretaker. So just like what my girlfriend did, she put a kibosh on it.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, I'm not going to do this. And and by the way, I'm only sharing with you why it was happening was because I just didn't want to make something she didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that I didn't want to contribute, but it was important. And what we did is we had a conversation about it, and we never needed to talk about it again, because from that point on, she still does more of the cooking, but I absolutely contribute a total fair share.
Yeah, yeah. I think that helps.
Or let me give you an example, or I do other activities. I might feed the dogs, or I go water the lawn or something else where there's a mutual, it may not be just a chore, it might be just sharing chores and responsibilities.
Okay.
So whereas you don't want to be the person doing it all.
No. And I definitely could see that had some possibilities, and I did not want to go down that road. So I appreciate that. I mean, it always, I guess all these things come back to communication, you know, just talking about it and working out something fair. So,
well, I'm going to wrap up. When I do wrap up the call, I'll answer one question. I think it's hugely important, and it's going to end with the timeline is what's important. So I'll be bringing that up. We have another caller. So let me thank you, Jill. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Last four digits on the phone, 7720.
That's me, Jonathan. It's Nina.
Hi, Nina. How's it going?
Pretty good. I have a question about, you were talking about the children. And
yes.
I have dated two men whose children are in their 30s.
Okay.
And these guys still treat them as if they were 10-year-olds, you know? It's like, oh, they're calling their kids every night, and they're basically hounding the kids. I mean, it's really interesting, because in both cases, I met the kids, and the kids are like, oh, we're so glad Dad has someone in his life, and he can, like, let us go and be independent, you know?
Okay.
But I didn't get it, you know, that both of these guys just didn't understand that their kids needed independence, and that, you know, by him having me in his life, you know, was kind of, the kids were seeing that as yay, you know, but the guys just didn't get it. And I know that when I split up with, you know, with each one, the kids, you know, called me, wrote me, and said, you don't know what a disaster this is.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, I get it. But, you know, even when they're in their 30s, how do you know when a guy is going to be, is just never let go of that?
Well, I think right off the bat, in that particular case, and that's a unique question, because that doesn't come up too often. I'm talking about 30-year-old boys being – now, just so I have clarity, the boys weren't dependent upon the father. The father was dependent upon them. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Obviously, he wasn't dating that much, because he should – if he's like most men, you're out – you know, they seek female companionship. So So either these men are struggling with getting dates, and they're really, what it is they're thirsty for companionship, and the people that are the closest to them are their children. So I don't necessarily fault that to some degree, because let me just share with you why. I think one of the challenges we've had here in the United States is a breakdown in family, and I'm a huge proponent of keeping the family as close as you can, because that's hugely important for just feeling continuity in your life. But if he's dependent upon his children, that, again, is probably a demonstration of a dependent personality type. And it's going to pop up fairly quickly, depending on how active he is with his children or other caretakers in his life. That's not to suggest he isn't a good candidate. You just have to be aware that that's going to be part of the package as well. But it sounds like it overwhelmed you in this relationship. Is that right?
Yeah, and in both relationships, they ended up being dependent.
Okay. Well, yeah, be grateful that you're not with them, because because it would have been you.
Right. That was a very good call. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I know we have enough. Do you have any other questions, real quick, or does that answer that? I don't know if I gave you a really great answer. That's a tough one. My only thing is, you don't want a man who's got a dependent personality if you're not a dependent personality.
Correct. Well, that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we've got a few more people, so thank you, Nina. I appreciate it.
Welcome. Thanks, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. Last digits 8164 on your phone.
Hi, Jonathan. It's Yvonne.
Hey, Yvonne. How's it going?
Great. Thank you. Okay, my question is around his readiness and personal development. He is a fellow that's very interested in personal development, and he's been working with an individual counselor on and off for the last 10 years. And he actually initiated marriage counseling, and she didn't want to partake in that. So, you know, that the breakdown was that he wants to grow, and she wasn't interested. So he initiated his divorce. How does that make him ready or not after his divorce is finalized?
Well, gosh, you just said something key, because he's done personal growth work. Any personal development, and he sought the same from his spouse, but his spouse didn't. Is that right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So obviously something beyond surface level relationship or ego based relationship was important to him.
Yeah.
I would say, okay. And I'm going to, because this is going to be part of my ending too, is that, let me just say this for the whole group then. The relationship readiness is about seeking partnership. And in partnership, it goes beyond the surface level of dating. And what I mean by the surface level of dating, the initial stages of dating is often driven by our chemistry. It's whether or not there's physical attraction for one another, and can we mate at a physical level. Here's the challenge. Is we men can easily have sex and never see you again. And we're not bothered by it. Whereas with women, it oftentimes is more of a bigger issue, because you've bonded because of oxytocin. So that's the first initial period of dating. The first few weeks oftentimes is when there's intimacy occurs. When you get through the first 3 months, there's kind of a probationary period. It's the time to get to know one another. And let me just share this. The timeline is different for men going through divorce, because more than likely we're talking about men in their 40s versus in their 20s. So in the dating process, the first 3 months of a relationship is kind of the probationary period, I'm calling it. And if, depending on what happens, is if a man takes off like a rocket, usually within 6 weeks, and I mean like a rocket energetically wise, and it's a lot of chemistry, that chemistry fizzles out, and the next 6 weeks, the relationship may end because the chemistry isn't sustaining it. But let's say the relationship has gotten past this three-month period of time, and you move into the next 6 months or the next 3 months, men oftentimes begin to nest at this point. There's a consistency in the relationship. There's shared activities. There's continuity, all the things I've talked about in the workbooks I sent you. And at that point, after about 6 months, once a man nests, he rarely is ever going to go anywhere. In fact, studies now show that men are settling down far more than women these days. But it usually takes about a 6 month to a 12-month period of time to determine when the man starts shifting to a nesting. Now, my whole point is about partnership. Partnership is about shared activities. It's about shared, remember I was talking a moment ago about chores, and it's about being inquisitive in your partner's life and sharing in the growth of your partner. So in the case you're talking about, Yvonne, is his partner didn't want to grow with him, but a man who's seeking growth with a woman is definitely partnership material.
Right. Okay.
I hear a but, though. Is there something there?
No. Yeah, that's what I feel about him, is that he's a really fun, well-rounded guy, but he's definitely interested in partnership. It's just he wanted to go somewhere with this marriage, and she wasn't interested, which is unusual because usually it's the woman that's really, pushing the personal development.
I would agree with that as a generalization, although that's definitely shifting.
It is
men.
Shifting, yeah.
And so there's so many, here's the other dynamic that's going on. There's so many shifts occurring within the male-female dynamic because the old ways, the patriarchal ways, the ways where men were the rulers for thousands of years has all but shifted since the 60s here in the United States. And that's partly because women now can earn their own living and they're not dependent upon men for survival, which requires money. We basically need money to survive because in the past we just needed, basic Maslow's hierarchy of needs with food, water, and shelter. Well, now that's all procured through money. Food, water, and shelter is procured through money. So when you can financially take care of yourself, you're not dependent upon a man. What's happened for women is now you can make choices instead of the choice being made for you. But in that, there are right now the workforce in the United States is right now there's more women are working than men. Now, I don't want to get into the equality of the financial aspects of who earns more or whatnot, but right now there are less jobs for men out there. So men are now in the role of caretaker in some cases. More so, especially for spouses, especially for the women who are making substantial amount of money, that men are actually shifting the role more to the caretaker than the other way around. So there's so many different shifts going on, and that includes personal development. Now, I will agree, though, it tends to be women want to know the why more than men, but that is shifting.
Yeah. So in this situation, Jonathan, like, does this fellow need a cooling off period after the ink is dry?
So is he still in divorce?
He's finalizing it. It's happening in the next few months.
Okay. And how long has it been since he moved out?
They've been apart for a year.
My rule of thumb is, wait 18 to 24 months, but if you guys are in a serious, heavy relationship, just know that it depends on, it sounds to me if he's done personal growth work and he's actually, when I say personal growth, he's really looked at what's caused his marriage to fail and he's looking for partnership. It depends on how, okay, does his actions match his words in relationship with you?
Yes.
Okay. Then he's a man of character, and you've
right.
got to at least explore that ride for as long as it goes. If he ends up not being ready, I mean, I don't think you're not going to end it today just because I said he's not ready.
Yeah.
But at least you're conscious that, and I guess the question is going to be, what's he looking for going forward?
Mm-hmm.
What does he want?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want? What do you
right.
want is most important too.
Right.
Never shortchange your desires for what they want.
Right. Definitely, I've learned that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You
got a few more calls. Have a quick
okay,
day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Why not? Okay, last four digits, 1242. from Washington, I think. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? All right. Well, I've got a question that was written to me I'd like to share. I'm serious. Oh, wait. Sorry, I read the wrong one. In my last two-year relationship with the divorced man, I felt like his ex-wife was still enmeshed in each other's lives. Sure, they needed to talk about the children and good co-parenting, but they seemed to be on the phone or emailing daily about each other, daily with each other, health insurance, something that needed to be fixed in the house. When I questioned him, he said he was scatterbrained and needed, she was scatterbrained and needed his help. He didn't seem like he was still, He didn't seem like he was still in love with her. In fact, he denied it when I asked. When I talk to my male friends who are divorced, they say that they are in touch with their exes in terms of co-parenting, but that's it. They get involved in each other's lives in other ways. I've never been with a married man, but I think that the boundary issues. I'm very independent, but he still feels like he's a hero rescuing his ex-wife, and it made me uncomfortable. Your thoughts? I love this question. The thing is, depending on the dynamics of the relationship, and I think in the capacity is when you fall in love with somebody and the relationship doesn't work, I'm going to bring up love here for a moment, because it seems to me, well, there's a codependency there, but I think when we care about someone and, well, for whatever reason the relationship ends, it's difficult to carve that person out of your life, especially when they have spent a substantial part in your life. And it's difficult to be in relationship in a capacity where someone is still holding out on an old relationship, which is possible in this capacity, or enables the other party like this person does. Because what he's really doing is enabling her from moving on. And by doing so, he's not helping her, and he's certainly putting a wedge in the relationship that he's about to form with someone new. In this particular case, if that was what was going on, I would definitely want to maybe, if depending on how long the relationship had been going, is I'd want to seek some couples counseling that he can resolve this past issue of enabling his ex in this capacity, and to see if it makes sense to even move forward in relationship with this new person. Because if he's not ready to move forward, that's not the relationship you want to be in. If he's constantly going back to his ex, it'd be one thing if he was going back to his parents to help out. That just is a natural thing to do. But if it's with your ex-wife, how is that person going to move on if you're always coming back to rescue her? And I don't think that's a healthy relationship to be in. So my advice would be to seek counseling in that capacity. We still have that from Washington. If you'd still like to ask a question, I've got it open for you right now. Well, I'm going to be wrapping up the call in a second, the recorded part. And I really said to the previous caller, my whole point about relationship ready is this timeline. And this is true of almost all relationships, but certainly with divorced men. As I said before, divorced men seek relationships with more patience because they've already been there before and they know how important it is, any decision going forward. If someone is a personality trait that just jumps from one relationship to the next, and I'm talking about marriage, they're destined to have these short-term failed relationships. But I think once a man has gone through his hero's journey, which we've talked about in first audio, and he's gone through the personal growth work internally to really recognize why the relationship ended and taking responsibility. I started the call with an awareness of what happened and what can I learn from this. And the minute those questions get answered and you start reflecting on a future relationship, with a clarity of what you want in the form of partnership, and it's the way a man shows up with his actions matches his words, his actions match his words, and the way he shows up, I think will be evident because he takes it slowly, and it's not rushing into a relationship or rushing into any significant commitment right away. The divorce man who's ready will take more time, and usually about the 6 month mark is when he begins to nest in the relationship. There's consistency going on, there's consistency in the relationship, and chances are, while the divorce man may not pop the question, okay, the divorce man is certainly, this particular divorce man or the divorce man will look for long-term relationship once they've reached that point of, I call it nesting. And it's that place where there's companionship, attention, affection, it's consistent, and there's continuity growing. And rarely will that man leave. And when it becomes, when that time shifts where it's net, where it's kind of like you both feel like it's the right thing to do, you're both going to want to talk about it. And I'm talking about marriage. At that point, it becomes a shared mutual event, and it's not necessarily a rushing into it. I think those are the relationships that tend to have the quickest. The reason why second marriages fail so often is because they rush into it. But a man who's really relationship ready takes his time, and he's patient. I want to thank you all for being on this call series. I truly enjoy talking about the dating divorce man. I'm going to end the recording right now, but as I said before, the phone lines are going to be open. I'd love to answer any questions. So thank you again for being on the Dating Divorce Man workshop.